From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Alyssa Block. After 6 weeks dealing with other matters, the Senate today got back to the nation's number one concern, according to polls, the war in Iraq. Since the last round of debate, more and more senior Republicans have broken with President Bush on the war, and Senate Democrats are hoping to capitalize. They plan to use a bill authorizing $650 billion in defense spending to push for Iraq policy changes. Most notably, Democrats want to set a timeline for troop withdrawals. In a few minutes, we'll hear from the White House, where NPR's Don Gagne says the Bush administration is playing down talk of a change in strategy. First, NPR's David Wellna at the Capitol.
For Majority Leader Harry Reid, today's resumption of Senate wrangling over Iraq policy is not only a chance to get that policy right, but it's also an opportunity to show some disappointed constituents the fight for a binding plan to get out of Iraq is by no means over.
I understand the feelings of the American people that we haven't done enough because we haven't done enough.
The problem up to now, Reid said, is that Democrats simply did not have the numbers they needed to prevail in the Senate. What's different about this debate, he says, is that it comes just as several senior Republican senators have publicly disavowed the president's troop buildup in Iraq.
And these Republican defections are apparently leading the White House to consider changing its mission. That's good. We have an opportunity in the next couple of weeks to truly change our Iraq strategy, to make America more secure, more safe. The question is whether President Bush and the Senate Republicans will join in that effort.
Republican leader Mitch McConnell said nothing today about his colleagues' defections, but he did say that he welcomed another debate on Iraq.
Nobody has any doubt that that's the number one issue in the country, and we're certainly prepared to offer our suggestions as well as to react to the Democrat suggestions about where we should go from here.
Without offering any details, McConnell said Senate Republicans will focus on amendments protecting the nation from terrorist threats. The first amendment to come up today, sponsored by Virginia Democrat Jim Webb, requires that troops be given as much home leave as the time they've spent in Iraq. Webb was dismissive of Iraq progress reports due to Congress next Sunday and again in mid-September.
I don't care what the report says next week. I don't care what the report says in September. This is an amendment that needs to pass regardless of what we're doing in the future in Iraq. We have reached a point where historically we're looking on the active side of twice as long at home for every period you're deployed. We're now below 1-to-1.
But the top Republican managing the defense bill today urged the Senate to hold off action until it gets an Iraq update. After meeting at the White House this morning with National Security Advisor Stephen Hadley and War Czar General Douglas Lute, Virginia Republican John Warner made this appeal.
That we withhold any final decisions and hopefully votes until the president has had an opportunity to respond to the direction by the Congress that he addressed the nation on not later than the 15th of this month.
Warner said he had reason to believe the president would speak on Iraq before the weekend. David Wellna, NPR News, the Capitol.